for a little while. Pastor Steve Colmus is here in town for a while. So welcome. Good to have you here. Today we are celebrating, aren't we? On Friday, we had a somber reflection on what Jesus went through.
在星期天的星期五的时候呢，我们大家很忧伤的在那里想，耶稣基督做了些什么事情。
And in history, it might have been the day that people thought, "Wow, this Jesus, he claimed to be God, but he's dead now."
在历史上面有可能有人说，啊，这个耶稣基督他自称是神，但是他现在死了。
But on Sunday, the stone is rolled away, and there is no body.
但是在星期天的时候呢，石头被挪开，但是没有任何的尸体。
He has risen.
他已经复活了。
So I'm going to say he has risen. You say he's risen indeed. Okay, we're going to try it. I know we're not a audience participation church, but let's try it. Okay, I'm going to say he's risen, and you say he's risen indeed. He's risen.
He's risen.
He's risen. And we are celebrating that today, folks. I'm going to read, turn with me in your Bibles. I know that we are getting into our baptism service in the next hour. And we might think this is just filler time here that Pastor is filling up, okay? But this is actually one of the most important times in our services. Not because I'm up here.
不仅是因为我在这儿,
because we plan to hear from God.
而是因为我们真的是要在这里听神的话。
So pray for me that I will be his mouthpiece and his mouthpiece alone.
然后也请大家为我祷告, 让我可以成为他的代言人, 然后只说神的话。
Romans 8, verse 31 through 39.
罗马书第八章31节到39节。
Let me read it. Actually, why don't you read it, sister, and follow along in your Bibles along with sister. Romans 8, verse 31-39.
罗马书第八章31节到39节。 既是这样,还有什么说的呢? 神若帮助我们,谁能抵挡我们呢? 神既不爱惜自己的儿子,为我们众人舍了, 岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗? 谁能控告神所拣选的人呢? 有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢? 有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢? 难道是患难吗? 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是赤身露体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗? 如经上所记， 我为你们的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的是将来的是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Today is the day when Jesus is no longer the slaughtered lamb, but the sovereign king.
今天神不再是被宰的羔羊，耶稣基督已经是有主权的王了。
And as we study your word together, may we understand what Paul is saying about us.
让我们在一起学习您的话的时候，我们知道保罗在这里对我们要说什么。And
may we be renewed with a new spirit to follow him with all of our hearts.
让我们可以更新，让我们有一个新的灵，能够来跟随他。May
the gap between head and heart be lessened, and may we with all of our heart love you.
让我们的头脑和我们的心灵中间的那个间隙可以越来越小。
And I ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. According to Harold Hoener, who is a historian, in his book Chronological Aspects in the Life of Christ, Jesus died on Friday, April 3rd, AD 33, and was raised on Sunday, April 5th.
根据 Harold Holner, 他是一个历史学家，他写了一本书叫《基督的生平》。耶稣是在公元33年四月三日去世的，然后他是在星期天，也就是四月五号复活的。
What's the date today?
今天是什么时候呢？
April 5th, yeah. So it's a pretty good parallel here, and it happened only in 1958 before this.
今天真的是以前很好的再现，以前只有一次是这样子的，就是在1958年。
Regardless of what year and day these things happened, we can celebrate the fact that Jesus died for our sins and he has risen again.
无论是发生了什么事情，但是我们真的是可以庆祝耶稣为我们的罪死了，然后他也复活了。
As the Greeks say, Christos Aneste, which is God has risen, Christ has risen.
耶稣复活了，神复活了。
Easter is a victory celebration.
复活节是一个得胜的一个庆祝。
On Friday, we saw the doom and gloom in the disciples and in history.
在星期五的时候呢，我们看到门徒们所经历的不幸与忧伤。
See, the disciples, the one that they were following, was crucified on Friday, and they saw him dying on a cross.
门徒们看到他们所跟随的那个人在星期五的时候被钉死在十字架上。
I can't imagine what was going through the minds of the disciples at this time.
我不能想象在门徒们心中当时是怎么想的。
But then Sunday comes around, and there, the one that they are following is no longer in the grave.
然后星期天就来了，他们所跟随的那个人不在坟墓里了。
This is an amazing and spectacular event.
这是一个惊异的，然后也是一个壮观的事件。
It is a true historical event.
这是一个真实的历史事件。
This is not Christian mythology. It is a true, important event.
这并不是基督徒的迷信，这是一个真实的事件。
See, the first followers of Jesus were Jews, and they used to celebrate the Lord's Day on a Sabbath, the Saturday.
他们最初跟随耶稣的人呢，他们都是一些犹太人，他们是在一个星期的第七天，也就是Sabbath day, 然后来庆祝神。
But all of a sudden, we start worshiping God on a Sunday, because of Christ's resurrection.
但是忽然之间，我们就开始在星期日来庆祝神，因为耶稣基督在那天复活了。
So this event really changed history for mankind and Christians as well.
所以这个事件真的是改变了人类的历史，改变了基督徒的历史。
But as amazing as this victory is, we know if we really examine the world around us and ourselves, that we don't feel completely victorious.
但是虽然说这个事件真的是令人吃惊不可思议，但是我们如果真的是深刻的看待自己，真实的看待自己的话，周遭的世界好像并没有说他已经完全得胜了。
That even though we understand Jesus' death,Give all of mankind hope and victory. We still live in a sin-cursed world.
如果即便我们真实的认识到耶稣基督真的是给我们带来了胜利的话，我们却仍然活在这样一个被罪所咒诅的世界当中。
We don't need to look far away to see that there is murder and hate and warfare in our world today.
我们不用向远处看，近处就有，到处的有战争，然后有罪恶。还有凶杀。
And sometimes even Christians find it hard to get along.
有的时候甚至连基督徒之间都有摩擦。
At this moment, you might ask, where is the victory?
这个时候你会想，胜利在哪里呢？
Just a week ago, I heard a news in the Middle East where people have lost their lives because of being Christians.
就在一个星期之前，我从中东听到一个消息，人们因为他们是基督徒就被杀了。
So if Jesus is the sovereign king, why are his people dying today?
如果耶稣基督是那位全能的王的话，那为什么这些人还会死呢？
And then we don't have to look too far. If we were to examine our own hearts, we know our own sin struggles.
我们不用向远处看，如果我们自己省察自己的内心的话，我们也有很多的罪要挣扎。
So if Christ has freed me from all sin and I have victory over all sin, why then do I struggle with sin today?
如果耶稣已经把我们从罪的捆绑中解放， 让他已经战胜了所有的罪的话，那我们为什么还会犯罪呢？
Message of Romans chapter 8 verse 31 to 39 is basically telling us that whatever the circumstance may be, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
罗马书第八章三十一节到三十九节，他所说的就是说，无论发生什么事情，没有什么事情能够把我们与耶稣的爱隔绝。
You see, God uses the life in a sin-cursed world. He uses persecution. He uses opposition. He even uses our struggle with sin for our good.
我们看到耶稣基督在这个世界上用我们的生命，在这个被罪所咒诅的世界上，为我们带来福利，有的时候甚至是逼迫，甚至是患难。
See, this is because it stirs our longing for glory and strengthens our hope that everything will one day be made right completely.
这其实是让我们可以让我们来渴望这样子的一个生活，有一天一切事情都会变好的。
See, Paul also had this struggle.
保罗也有这样子的挣扎。
He says in Romans 7, For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I want to do, this I keep doing.
保罗也有这样的挣扎，他在罗马书第七章中说道，故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做，我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
And so what might happen is Satan might use all these evil going around and talk to you, the Christian, or somebody else and say, See, Jesus' victory is not really...All that great.
所以撒旦就有可能在你周遭用你周遭的恶对你说，你看耶稣基督的得胜并不是这么好。
But see, he's using this to make us more like him.
所以他用这一切让我们更像撒旦。
He is using this to make us love him more.
让我们可以越来越爱撒旦。
So Lord, please help us understand this victory in Christ today.
所以神啊，求您让我们可以更多的理解耶稣基督的得胜。
So whatever the circumstance, nothing can separate God's love from us.
没有，无论是什么样的境况，没有什么事情能把我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Whatever you are going through or whoever your enemy is, we are guaranteed victory due to the resurrection of Christ.
无论你现在的境况是什么，无论你的敌人是谁，我们由于耶稣基督的得胜已经有了得胜的确据。
God is on the side of his people.
神是站在他的子民一边的。
Nothing can successfully oppose God's people.
没有什么东西能够抵挡神的人。
And he did not spare his own son, so why would he not help us to fight sin?
他既不吝惜自己的儿子，那有什么他不会给我们让我们为他征战呢？
Look with me in verse 31.
大家一同与我看第三十一节。
What then shall we say in response to these things? And in these things he's referring to all that he's laid out from chapter 1 through chapter 8:30.
这样我们还能说什么呢？这些事情，然后这些事情就是说他在接下来的几节经文当中所讲的事情。
He says, if God is for us,Who can be against us?
他说神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
The us that Paul is referring to are people that have been freed from their bondage to sin.
这话中的我们就是指已经被神从罪中解救出来的人。
Friends, if there is somebody that is still under the influence and bondage of sin, I want to call you today to come to Jesus Christ.
朋友们，如果你还在罪的捆绑中的话，我请你可以今天来到耶稣的面前。
He can free you from whatever bondage you are because he rose from the dead.
他能够把你从枷锁当中解救出来，因为他从死里复活了。
The us that Paul is referring to are the people of God who have been justified by God.
这个我们指的是已经被神所称义的人。
Romans 8:30 says that God has saved us from our sin.
罗马书第八章第三十节说到我们神已经把罪中把我们给救了。
When he saved us, we now have a relationship with God.
当他解救了我们的时候，我们就与神有了一个关系。
He is ours and we are his.
他是我们的，我们也是他的。
All that claim the name of God are now in his family.
现在我们所有称他为主的都已经在他的家里了。
This is not only becomes a present reality, it is a primary kinship with God.
这已经不是单单是一个事实，而是一个非常至亲的关系。
We are all in the family of God.
我们都在神的家庭中。
Apparent things that are against us cannot take us away from God.
很显然的，那些抵挡我们的事情不能把神从我们这儿带走。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why can't things take us away from God?
Look
at verse 32.
看第32节。
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
神不既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗?
See, Paul makes an argument from the greater, or in this case, the greatest to the least.
所以保罗在这里从大到小，或者是从最大的到最小的来做了一个比方。
See, if I saw you today and you had a $10,000 debt.
所以如果我看到你们，然后你们欠了10,000块钱的债的话。
And I give you the $10,000 and ask you to go pay the debt.
然后我就给了你们10,000块钱，让你们去还债。
Now this is a hypothetical situation. Don't come to me for $10,000, right?
这只是一个假设，所以你们不要来，然后找我要一万块钱。
So I give you $10,000 and I say I want to pay your debt.
所以我给你们10,000块钱，说我愿意来给你们付债。
You're about to go make the payment, and the person says, "Oh, you don't owe $10,000. You owe $2,000."
然后你就去找那个债主，然后那个人跟你说，你其实不欠10,000块钱，你欠2,000。
But you don't go pay the $2,000. You come back to me and you say, "Oh, the debt is actually $2,000, so I didn't pay the debt."
然后你就不会还那个钱，然后你就过来说，其实不是10,000块钱，是2,000块钱。
I would say to you, I was willing to pay $10,000.What is $2,000?
然后我就会跟你说，我已经愿意帮你还10,000了，难道我不愿意为你还2,000吗？
So, if we are facing struggles and trials and we're feeling under the power of sin,
所以我们在挣扎，然后我们在遇到试探的时候，然后我们觉得有罪的势力在我们身上。
Paul's argument here is that God gave his only son so that you might have relationship with him.
所以保罗他的意思就是说，神已经把他的儿子给你了，所以你可以与神有关系。
So why wouldn't he give you victory over sin? And why wouldn't he give you victory in the end?
所以他为什么不能把战胜罪的这个胜利给你呢？然后他为什么不能把最后的得胜的那个给你呢？
Now from this he moves to a courtroom kind of situation.
所以在那个时候他就把事情转到了一个法院。
Look at verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
他这里写到，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
The word bring a charge is like a courtroom. Somebody has brought a charge against you.
所以这里控告的话是一个法庭上的事情，有一些人来控告你。
The future tense of the verb focuses its attention to the future judgment.
所以它那个动词是用了将来的时候，就让我们把注意力集中在最后的审判这个事情上。
So who is this who is bringing charge against God's chosen?
所以是谁向神所拣选的人提出指控呢？
It is Satan who is bringing the charge.
是撒旦。
See, I picture God the Father as the judge.
所以我看神是一个法官。
And us standing here, living in this life, and Satan totally tells us, "Oh, you sinned today. God probably doesn't love you."
所以我们就在这里，然后撒旦对我们说，你今天犯罪了，所以神不会爱你了。
Or he might say to you, "You're struggling with this sin. Good people don't struggle with sin. God probably hates you."
所以他会跟我们说，你还在为这个罪来挣扎吗？好人是不会为罪来挣扎的，所以神可能很恨你吧。
Oh, you had this thought process against that person. Only bad people have these thought processes about other people. God probably hates you.
然后如果你对另一个人有什么不好的想法，然后撒旦就会对你说，哈，你对那个人有这种想法吗？好人才不会这么干呢，所以神可能会讨厌你。
And Satan probably tells us all kinds of lies, and he deceives us in all kinds of ways.
撒旦可能会告诉我们各种各样的谎言。把我们欺骗了。
And some of us are believing those lies and are living that way.
然后有一些人可能就会相信撒旦的谎言。
What Paul is saying here is that that charge does not matter.
保罗在这里说，这种不好的指控是没有用的。
God is not fickle like human beings.
神才不会像我们这样这么白痴呢。
There is nothing that can hold ground in the court of God.
在这里，所有的事情在神的那个法院当中是没有根据的。
So when Satan accuses you of something and says that God hates you, Jesus stands in the middle and says, I died for this individual.
所以撒旦如果在里面控告你的时候，耶稣站在我们和神中间说，我已经为他们死了。
And he says that I rose again victorious, paying for this individual's sin.
他说我已经为他们复活了。得胜的复活了，为这些人付上了代价。
At that point in time, God the Father looks at Satan and says, "Get lost."
然后那个时候父神就对撒旦说，你输了。
That accusation does not stand ground because this is my child.
你的控告没有任何的根据，因为他们是我的孩子。
Who then is the one who condemns? In verse 34, he says, "No one, Christ Jesus, who died." More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
We serve a living Jesus today.
我们今天是来侍奉一位活着的耶稣。
He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now.
他在父神的右边，现在就在那里。
And if you have been saved by him from your sins,
如果你已经被他救了的话，
you have final victory.
你有最后的胜利。
The day he comes back, you will be on the right team.
然后他回来的那一天，你就会在站对了队。
We stand guiltless before the Father.
我们在父神面前可以清白地站着。
Lest we miss this, it is God who justifies us.
让我们不要忘记，这是神让我们称义了。
So not only does he forgive us our sin,
不光他原谅了我们的罪。
He calls us as righteous people.
他称我们为义人。
We are all saints.
我们都是圣徒了。
There right there is Saint Jen, right there.
然后我们看到圣徒雅各。
Not because of our works, but because God has justified us.
并不是因为我们所做的，而是因为神称我们义了。
So the accuser has no ground at all.
所以那个控告者就根本站不住脚。
And so he then gives us a list of things that cannot separate us from this love that God has for us.
接着他就给我们了一连串的事情告诉我们，这些事情都不能把我们与神爱隔绝。
Look at verse 35.
让我们一起来看第35节。
He says, "Who can separate us from the love of Christ?"
他说，谁能与我们基督的爱隔绝呢？
Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
There are people right now facing persecution because they are Christians.
现在有人因为他们是基督徒而遭受着患难。
There are people probably who have met in secret in Saudi Arabia today, in quiet rooms to celebrate this great day.
可能在沙特阿拉伯有人在一个房间里面秘密的聚会来庆祝这个主日。
There are governments that hate the message of Christianity.
有些政府他们讨厌传福音的人。
There's humanist U of M that passes on stupidity against Christ over and over again.
在密歇根大学，可能有一些人，他们真的是很无理的在那里取笑基督教。
And we might feel like we are oppressed by all these people.
我们可能觉得我们到处都被受压迫。
We might feel that just because we know Christ, we are now the minority, we are the oppressed.
我们可能觉得我们就是因为我们信耶稣，我们可能就是少数派，然后到处受欺压。
And we might think, oh, I am so weak, we are so weak as a Christian group.
我们可能会觉得作为基督徒的团体来说，我们是多么的无力。
The word says that the trouble or hardship or famine, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
在这里经上告诉我们，患难困苦，或者是其他的，没有任何事情能与我们能把我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Whatever persecution you face, they cannot take your joy away and cannot take the love of God from you.
无论你是受何等的逼迫，他们不能把你的喜乐带走，也不能把神的爱从你这儿带走。
In fact, he goes so far as to say in verse 36.
是他接着往下说到36节。
For your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
如经上所记，我为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Verse 37, he says, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
37节说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Now the author of this book is Paul.
这本书的作者是保罗。
And he went through trouble.
他经历过很多苦难。
He went through hardship.
他经历过困苦。
He went through persecution.
他经历过逼迫。
He went through famine.
他经历过饥饿。
He went through dangers that we probably don't go through.
他经历过危险，可能我们都没有经历过。
But he stayed strong because he knows the victory is already conquered.
但是他还是很坚强，因为他知道耶稣已经得胜了。
The cruelty of the ungodly is temporary.
那些没有神的人，他们的残忍是暂时的。
Now, one thing we need to learn as Christians is that God doesn't promise freedom from persecution. Okay.
然后我在这里想提醒你们，就是说，神没有应许说我们不会遭受逼迫。
There are some people that say, "Come to Jesus, and you'll get a Lamborghini."
What? Lamborghini
is a car. Yeah.
Okay. 有一些人说，你们来信耶稣吧，然后你们就可以有豪华的车子。
Come to Jesus and your children will get A pluses in everything.
然后或者是你们来信耶稣吧，你的孩子会得 A 加。
Come to Jesus and there will be no problem at home with your wife.
然后或者你们信主吧，接着在家里面就不会和妻子争吵了。
Don't believe these lies.
不要相信这些谎言。
Sometimes coming to Jesus means that right away you are facing persecution.
有一些时候可能说你来一信主马上就会遭受逼迫。
Sometimes coming to Jesus means you lose your job.
有一些时候可能信主就代表你要失业。
Sometimes coming to Jesus means your spouse doesn't like you anymore because he or she doesn't believe in God.
有的时候相信耶稣就意味着你的配偶可能就不会再爱你了，因为他不是信神的。
But he encourages the Christian by saying, even that cannot take you from the palm of God.
然后但是这里经文告诉我们说，就算这个发生了，然后他们也不会把你从神的手掌当中拿走。
Well, maybe Satan can separate us from the love of God, right?
可能撒旦会把我们与神的爱隔绝，是吗？
Look at verse 38 and 39.
大家请看第38和39节。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
What's the worst that can happen if maybe somebody will kill us for our faith, right?
可能最坏的事情是什么呢？也许有人会因为我们的信仰而杀了我们。
Can I tell you, as soon as you are dead, you are in the presence of God right away?
我可以告诉你们，如果你们一旦死了，然后就马上可以进入耶稣的同在吗？
Freed from sin, freed from diseases, freed from spiritual warfare, you are directly transported to the presence of God upon your death if you know Christ today.
再也没有罪，再也没有疾病。如果你们真的死了的话，马上就可以到耶稣那边去。
Not even death can keep us from the love of God.
甚至是死也不能把我们与神的爱隔绝。
What about powerful people and powerful governments? Can they keep us from the love of God?
或者说有权力的人或者有权力的政府呢？他们能不能把我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
Powerful governments are as tiny drops in an ocean compared to the kingdom of God.
就 份再强有力的政府跟神的国相比，也像是大海中的一滴水一样。
They don't have true power. Our God has all the power.
他们并没有最终的权力，我们的神才是有最大的权力的。
Can the strong intellectual atheist professor of U of M separate us from the love of God?
但那些不信神的教授在密歇根大学的教授能把我们与神的爱隔绝吗？
Their intelligence is like a drop in an ocean compared to our all-wise God.
他们的智慧和我们的神那个全智的神相比真的是大海中的一滴水。
One final point I want to make is that look at this is a continual love of God.
有一个观点我想说的就是这是一个神持续的爱。
See, us humans, if somebody is nice to us, then we love them, you know.
作为人来说如果有人对我们好那我们可能会爱他。
As soon as they do something that's not that great for us, we stop liking them.
那他们一对我们开始做不好的事情我们可能就不喜欢他们。
I still remember being in a church and there were, you know, two elders in the church in India and they seemed like,they were living, you know, had their own parties. They were actually, the middle row was not even occupied. It was these two sections that were occupied. And it was strange initially.
然后我记得有一个教会里面有两个长老，那两个长老好像真是水火不容，甚至他们有自己的小团体。然后我记得那个教会崇拜的时候，中间那一排像没有人坐一样，他们就是在两边单独坐着。
And I found out that, you know, these are two parties and there are two leaders for each party.
然后我看到有两派人，然后每一派都有一个领导。
And they are fighting, you know, and they've divided the church.
然后他们就不停地征战，在那里分裂教会。
Well, whatever the circumstance may be, at one point in time, I heard they were good friends.
然后，不管那个时候情况是什么样，我听说曾经有一段时间他们是好朋友。
I dig deep and I find out that during a, you know, a Independence Day celebration.This one elder was felicitated and called upon the stage, and this other elder wasn't.
然后我听说有一次在那个独立日的那个崇拜的时候，有一个长老，大家推选他来上台，然后另一个长老他没有上台。
And so this man was mad because he didn't get the respect he deserves.
然后那个没有上台的人他就很愤怒，因为他没有得到他觉得应有的待遇。
And that silly discussion.Divided the church.
然后这个非常愚蠢的讨论就这样分裂了教会。
We humans are like that, right?
我们的人也像这样是吗？
We ask, what can you do for me?
我们问你能为我做什么？
Depending on that, maybe my love will increase or it will decrease.
然后根据你的回答，也许我的爱会多一点或者少一点。
We love based on circumstances.
我们是根据情况来爱。
That is not the love of our God.
这不是我们神的爱。
Tonight, if you sin.Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，如果今晚你犯罪的话
，and you violate God's holy law，
你违反了神的圣洁
，He is not going to reject you.
他不会来抛弃你。
He has saved you once and for all.
他一次而且是永远的救了你们。
You can wake up the next morning with a new start.
你可以第二天起来有一个崭新的开始。
Because you are loved.By the one on high.
因为你被从那个至高处的人所爱着。
Those that are getting baptized.
这些要将受洗的人。
You are loved.
你们被爱着。
You are loved by our great God.
你被我们的大伟大的神所爱着。
Don't believe the lies of Satan.
不要相信撒旦的谎言。
You are loved by God Almighty.
你被至高的神爱着。
And hopefully you will feel loved by our congregation, our family here.
然后也希望你可以被我们的整个教会所爱着。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we are loved by you.
天父，我们被你所爱着。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
没有什么能把我们与神的爱隔绝。
Sometimes we believe the lies of Satan.
有些时候我们相信撒旦的谎言。
And we think that God will love us only based on performance.
我们相信神。根据我们的表现来爱我们。
That God will love us only if we do certain things.
只有我们做特定的事情的时候，神才爱我们。
Thank you for teaching us through Paul that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
感谢神通过保罗的话，让我们知道没有什么能把我们与神的爱隔绝。
No performance review.
没有表现的评估。
No enemies.
没有敌人。
No persecution.
没有逼迫。
Not even death.
甚至不是死亡。
Can separate us from the love of God.
能把我们与神的爱隔绝。
All because he has risen from the dead.
这完全是因为他从死里复活了。
To him be glory forever and ever.
愿荣耀完全的归于他，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.